This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. It is Tuesday, the 18th of May, 2021. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for our number one. Always appreciate the job you do on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Fantastic guy, Lee Elsie, WJJF, and many other stations all throughout the great state of Connecticut. So, to sum up what's going on in the world, I've got some stories that kind of sum up everything. Let's start with Twitter banning a politician for saying men can't get pregnant. I don't know what to say anymore. I had the same reaction when I told my board op Chris O'Sullivan's story. I just started laughing and put my hands up in the air and put my head in my hands and said, I don't know what to say anymore. I'm speechless. You're not allowed to say that men can't get pregnant because that would be prejudicial, I guess, to transsexuals. I don't know. I guess there are gay people who actually think they can pop a baby through their penis. I don't really know. I'm confused. I don't even know what these people believe in anymore. I don't really care what they believe in. They need to be sent to an island near Mongolia. They need to be sent to Siberia. Hey, President Putin, will you take these liberals and these crazy wackos, these gay extremists, and I like gay people, but the extreme radical wackos who think men can give birth, would you take them in Siberia, please? Can you take the radical Islamists? Can you take the crazy people from the BLM? Not all BLM, because there are some people who march who are black and really believe that black people are brutalized by police and would like a new start, and I think that's great. I just think they're wrong. I think they're ridiculous. I think all the statistics prove they're wrong. All the facts prove they're wrong. But having said that, the extremist ones who scream about murdering policemen and who riot and loot and murder and set fire to buildings, let's take them and the Antifa crazies and send them to Siberia or Guantanamo or just let them live for a while in Venezuela or Cuba or Zimbabwe. It's really ridiculous. It's hard to understand how crazy these people are. And you know, it's not just quote-unquote extremists. It's kind of everyone in social media. The entire Silicon Valley, everyone who works for Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, they're all clearly crazy. They're all mentally ill. There's an entire generation of mentally ill people who believe that men can give birth. And that if you believe you're a man, you're a man, even though you're a woman. If you believe you're a woman, even though you're a man. And yet, at the same time, if someone else has common sense and just tells you the truth that men can't give birth and that a man is a man and a woman is a woman, and just because you think you're a man doesn't make you a man, and just because you think you're a man doesn't mean you're allowed to use a bathroom with my children, someone who tells you common sense like that, not only do they get mad at you, they decide to ban you and disappear you and make you go away. Really sick, sick people. Twitter has refused to comment on the 12-hour ban of Spanish politician Francisco José Contreras, deputy leader of Vox, the leading populist conservative party in the country. Why did they ban Contreras? Because he said men can't become pregnant. In a tweet that got him suspended, he said a man cannot get pregnant. A man has no uterus or eggs. In an automated message informing of the suspension, Twitter told Contreras that no threatening, harassing, or fostering violence against other people on the basis of their race, ethnic origin, nationality, sexual orientation, gender identity, there it is, identity, religion, age, disability, or disease is permitted. And he's suspended for 12 hours. And, you know, you're lucky, Jose. You're lucky, Francisco Jose, because you only got suspended for 12 hours. I'm banned for life, which just tells you I tell the truth to the 9,000th degree, even truth. Wayne Allyn Root tells the truth to such a level that they decided not to ban me for 12 hours, but to ban me for life, because they can't take the truth. I'd like to tell you where to stick your sick, liberal, mentally ill communist beliefs, radical communist beliefs that no majority in this country believes in. But I won't say it on the radio. I'll save that for my podcast, where I can say what I want, give you the middle finger, and use the F word to describe what should be done to you. But in the meantime, more interesting beliefs from liberals. Democrats in the United States Congress today voted against sanctions against Hamas, as Hamas rains rockets down on Israeli children and women and families, innocent people. House Democrats vote against Hamas sanctions. They're sick in the head. They're for the Palestinians. They're for the Hamas. They're for the Hezbollah. They're for Islamic extremists. These are the Obamas of the world. The entire Democrat Party's been taken over by radical Islamic extremists, crazy communists, hate America, hate Jews, hate Christians, hate white people. This is like an entire party of Malcolm X. You know, that's what this is like. The entire Democrat Party is a bunch of radical, hate white people, hate Jews, Malcolm X's. It's really sick. House Democrats voted overwhelmingly this afternoon against applying sanctions on Hamas, the Iran-backed terror group, meaning they're terrorists, that has fired thousands of missiles at Israel during the past 2 weeks. Wow. 217 to 209 vote, that's how close it is now in the House, the closest in 100 years, but almost every Democrat voted against it. They rejected a bid by House Republicans to hold a vote. They wouldn't even allow a vote on Hamas sanctions, and the legislation was authored by Representative Brian Mast, great guy who I've met, have photos with, good guy, photos on my wall. The bill was supported by every House Democrat in the last Congress. Well, listen to that one. Supported by every House Democrat in the last Congress, but stalled this time around when Democrat members refused to allow the bill to even be considered. Republicans wanted to pass the legislation to further express support for Israel as it fights the terror group. As the conflict in Israel continues to a second week, many Democrat lawmakers on the party's left have publicly criticized the Jewish state, with some describing its defensive operations, meaning self-defense, as terrorist acts. Hey, listen, this is what I scream about all day long. On this radio show, 3 hours a day, I tell you, it's Saul Alinsky. Whatever you see in the mirror, blame it on the other guy. It's always the opposite of the truth. The terrorists are the good guys, and the good guys they call terrorists. So pretty soon, the meaning of the word terrorist is watered down so much it means nothing. Progressive lawmakers such as Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have called for cutting U.S. military aid to Israel and sanctioning the country. They have not condemned Hamas' strikes in the country or the terror group's use of civilian shields in the Gaza Strip. Representative Mast, a Republican, my friend, said Hamas preaches the destruction of Israel and death to everything we hold dear in the United States. The recent attacks again show why we must cut off their financial support. But today, House Democrats backtracked on their previous support for this bill, and in doing so sent a clear message to the world that they stand with radical Islamic terrorists like Hamas, instead of with our ally Israel. Wow, it is, it's crazy what's going on out there. Joe Rogan, who's called himself a liberal and a Bernie Sanders supporter in the past, but I think his eyes are opening, he's becoming much more of a conservative. He may not even know it, he may not even understand the definition of conservative, but I'm starting to believe he is one for the things he says. And Joe Rogan, by the way, his podcast sounds like my podcast. We're like the same person. Joe Rogan warns cancel culture will lead to, quote, straight white men no longer being allowed to talk or go outside anymore. Podcast giant Joe Rogan has warned that the logical conclusion of woke cancel culture is that all straight white men will be forbidden from talking or leaving their homes. You can never be woke enough. That's the problem, Rogan stated. See, the difference between him and me is, if him and I had a debate, it would become obvious that Joe Rogan tries to be woke, and he's liberal. He's just not woke enough, and he doesn't hate himself and hate all white people and hate all white straight men. But he's still liberal, whereas Wayne Root is unapologetic, in your face, go F yourself. I'm not liberal. I'm conservative. I'm patriotic. I'm a Trumper. I'm a Reagan guy. I'm a Goldwater guy. I'm a Jack Kemp guy. Yes, I believe in America. Yes, I believe in American exceptionalism. Yes, I believe in the police. Yes, I believe in the military. Yes, I believe in capitalism. You don't like it? Go F yourself. See, Joe Rogan isn't me. Joe Rogan is a liberal, but he's not a pathetic, over-the-top, radical, extreme liberal who hates himself, hates Israel, hates America, hates Jews, hates Christians. But at least he's got a little bit of common sense, just like Bill Maher. Bill Maher is absolutely still a liberal, but there's little conservative awakenings going on with Joe Rogan and Bill Maher, who realize censorship is going to cancel their shows and their podcasts. Who realize they're not going to be allowed to criticize certain groups. You can't make fun of someone. You know, if they're white, you can make fun of them. If they're black, you can't. If they're Muslim, you can't. If they're transsexual, you can't. If they're gay, you can't. There's going to be no one left to tell jokes about. The only people you can torture and make jokes about are white people. That's it. White men. But at least there's an awakening with Bill Maher and Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan says if it keeps going, it's going further and further and further down the line. And if you get to the point where you capitulate, where you agree to all these demands, it'll eventually get to straight white men are not allowed to talk. It will be. You're not allowed to go outside because so many people are imprisoned. I'm not joking. It will really get there. It's that crazy. And I agree. And the host was immediately proven. His point was proven by the woke mob on Twitter who took issue with Rogan believing it's a bad thing that straight white men are being silenced. And some failing to be able to hold more than one thought in their head at once. Here's someone who said Joe Rogan really thinks straight white men are fighting for their right to continue to be allowed to speak. He's that insecure. What a effing loser. These are the people we're dealing with. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
You can hear that is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR. Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the New Year's on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OceanSalmon, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
Come on.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, crazy world. By the way, you know, every single time someone gets shot, I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're Jewish. I don't care if they're Christian. I don't care if they're Muslim. I only care if they're a criminal. And I'm just sick of every time a black male gets shot, the world wants to riot and burn the country down, even though he was a criminal and he was causing trouble. And the DA in North Carolina now says the shooting was good in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. A 40-year-old black man shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy. And they were going to go crazy again, liberals. Lose their mind, BLM, Antifa, liberals in general in North Carolina and around the country. But now, the DA says the deadly shooting of Andrew Brown was justified. The body cam footage released shows that Brown was trying to hit deputies with his car. So at that point, he wasn't black. He wasn't white. He was a criminal. Who cares what the color of his skin is? 40 years, by the way, no one's mentioning it. I saw an article about this guy. This guy was the worst kind of lifelong criminal. This guy has been dealing drugs his entire life. So let me say it in a way that I can't get sued. Allegedly, I think, maybe, it's been reported that this guy's got a rap sheet that's like 50 pages long. All he ever does is sell drugs, sell drugs, sell drugs. How does anybody feel bad for people like that? I don't care if he's black. He's the father to 10 children. The family and the family's lawyer insist he's a father to 10 children. He was unarmed and he was executed by deputies. But the body cam footage released on Tuesday shows Brown trying to run over deputies with his car before they open fire. And the DA says justified. The 3 deputies who shot and killed Brown justified because their lives were threatened. You know, first of all, I'm sure he had guns in the car, but let's not worry about that. Let's assume he had no guns in the car. Lawyers are liars. Lawyers are liars for a living. What's this? A lawyer and a liar? Spelling. That's the only thing. A lawyer and a liar is a couple of letters changed. They just lie to protect their client. But let's assume he had no guns. Who cares? His car is the ultimate weapon. Car is a homicide weapon. Car is a terrorist weapon. You know how many people you can run over and kill with your car? If you try and run over and kill cops, you've used your car as a homicide weapon. Just like a gun, just like a machete. And the cops have every right to open fire. So once again, it's what I say every time you hear that a black male has been shot by police. Every time it's, oh my God, it's racist. And every time I go, wait a minute, I'm going to be open-minded. Let me read about the guy. He's always a career criminal. He's always a career violent criminal. He's always involved with drugs and taking drugs. He's in the act of committing a crime at this moment that he gets shot. And he's threatening police officers that moment. 99% of the time, every one of those is true. So who cares if he's black? More importantly, he's a terrible person and an evil person and a criminal. And he's got to be taken down. That's what police are for. They do the dirty work that you're afraid to do. Because you're a liberal, that makes you a you-know-what. A pussycat. You couldn't do it. You're afraid of your own shadow. You're afraid of your wife. So you're not going to fight them, you liberal wussy. Thank God we got macho cops. But all over the world, the same thing's happening. But especially in America. It's the feminization and the wussification of the macho male. Let's take the police force and make it a gay force. Let's make it a transsexual force. Let's make it women wearing pink uniforms. Driving ice cream trucks. Giving out ice cream pops to criminals. And in the front seat of the ice cream truck with the policewoman in pink, without a weapon, is going to be a psychologist who's going to try and talk them down from the ledge. And a lot of people are going to get killed. Because that's not how you deal with bad people. In the United States, we want the military to be feminized. We're designing outfits for pregnant female fighters. No doubt, I'm sure Biden believes they're not just pregnant females, they're pregnant male fighters. We want an army of pregnant robots running on the battlefield against killers from Russia. Putin is openly looking for the most macho men in the world to join the military and kill us. Hammer our brains out of our heads with no remorse. And we want a bunch of feminists in pink and high heels. Insanity. This country is insane. And we're going to get killed. The liberals are going to get us killed. We're never going to win a war with these people. Never. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
powerful storms and life-threatening flash floods are endangering people along the Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service has put out a hazardous weather outlook for parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas all week. The Weather Service also issuing a flash flood emergency in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where some reported up to a foot of rain Monday. Houses and streets are flooded and cars are stranded as rainfall totals are expected to reach the threshold for a 100-year event. President Biden back in our nation's capital after visiting a Ford electric vehicle facility in Michigan on Tuesday. Biden saying the U.S. will set a new pace for electric vehicles.
That means reversing the previous administration's short-sighted rollback of vehicle emissions and efficiency standards.
Biden also pitching his spending plans. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact. Contact in the Desert.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I knew Chris would like that story. Wouldn't all of you love to be a fly on the wall when I tell these stories off mic? Chris gets to hear the... me. That if you heard it, all of you with you, I'm going to keep it as an insider story. I don't want to get sued by anybody, but man, it's a good insider story. I get the juiciest scuttlebutt, I'll tell you, and it all turns out to be true. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share, because health insurance has become completely unaffordable. Perfect segue, by the way, because we've got a guest to talk about a health story that you're just not going to believe this story. So anyway, I found Liberty Health Share 6 years ago, and it was the best decision I've ever made. I had Aetna as my health insurance, and Liberty HealthShare became the sponsor of my local Vegas radio show 6 years ago. Almost from the first day. I think it was like month two or month three. And it's an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. But there are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. And basically, just to give you the raw truth on how it works, basically you just tell the hospital... You know, like I had kidney stone surgery, and I tell the hospital, I don't have real insurance. I have Christian healthcare sharing. And they're like, we don't accept that. I'm like, really? Well, what am I supposed to do? They're like, you get the cash price. So it's like, you don't have insurance. I was like, what's the cash price? Well, they were like, the price of the surgery is $35,000. And I said, wait a minute, I'm not even staying overnight. It's a 30-minute laser surgery. Why would it be $35,000? They're like, that's the price. I said, well, what's my price? Cash price, $4,000. So I put it on my credit card, paid the $4,000. And then a couple months later, guess what Liberty did? They paid me back $3,300 of the $4,000. So that's how this works. So I spent $700 on a $35,000 surgery. That's Liberty HealthShare. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the last 4 years. And my children are members. I certainly believe in them. It's not just me. It's my four kids. In premiums alone over the last 6 years, I've saved over $120,000 based on my... Aetna health insurance bill from 6 years ago, which you know would be probably doubled now. So maybe I've saved as much as $200,000. But let's just assume the lowest number, $120,000. Every time I look at my bank account, I have an extra $120,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. Can you use an extra $120,000? Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY. All right, so from that health story, we go to this health story. My guest is named Paul Siegert. He's managing partner at PCS Advisors, an employee healthcare benefits consulting firm in Northern California. And he's got, you know, I saw the press release for the story he's got, which immediately struck me. I'm just a guy who hates injustice. I may love capitalism, but I hate injustice. And this is so wrong. And I saw his story, and I said, we've got to get this out and talk about it. So, Paul Siegert, welcome to Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you for having me, Wayne. Glad to be with you.
I mean, and this story, Paul, you're a witness, right? In the break, I actually asked Paul if he was a liberal or a conservative, because I figured he was a liberal, because this is kind of a liberal story. But it's not. It's a human story. It's got nothing to do with liberal. So here's the story. So in the middle of this terrible COVID pandemic, lots of people have been to the hospital, and they can't pay their bills. And a specific hospital chain called Community Health Systems, and they have 84 hospitals from coast to coast, they're taking every patient to court in the middle of this disaster, even for as little as $201 owed. And then the court usually rules in their favor, and then they garnish your wages, and they're suing 19,000 patients for unpaid medical bills. Paul, it's a sickening story, because aren't they getting rich with government aid?
Yeah, it's a crazy story. They posted $511 million in net income for 2020. They received $705 million from the various legislation, you know, the rescue legislation that came through to support the health care system that we all needed so much during the pandemic. So it's pretty incredible. And as you pointed out, it's largely procedural. These folks don't have the means to, they don't have the means to pay the bill. They certainly don't have the means to get an attorney and defend themselves. So it just gets processed through the system and garnished from their wages.
When you talk, there's two stats here. I want to make sure I get it right. So first of all, this same company that's suing everybody, suing 19,000 patients called Community Health Systems, they enjoyed their most profitable year in a decade, $511 million in net income.
That's right.
Is that separate from the $705 million in pandemic aid? So they got $1.2 billion in 1 year, or is that part of that?
I think it's – I'm going to try to be optimistic in the midst of this story and say it's inclusive of that. But what it tells you is that the rest of the industry got beat up a little bit because their beds were empty. And these folks found a way to come out on top in, you know, I think it's pretty safe to say, a pretty ruthless fashion.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of doctors in Vegas that deal in, like, Medicaid patients, right? So everybody in their office is poor. Most of the people in their office are minorities. Most of them are black. Most of them are Hispanic illegal aliens. And they make a fortune off getting paid by Medicaid. I used to hear Medicaid was very, very cheap, and doctors didn't want to take it because it doesn't pay you enough. I think over the years, liberals have made sure Medicaid is not cheap anymore. It's probably robust. And these doctors are making a fortune. This healthcare system must do the same thing. They must specialize in taking poor people and minorities who they know can't pay the bill. And then the next thing you know, they sue them. They get awarded in court. They garnish their wages. And boom, everybody's off to the races making money, right?
Yeah, and you know, this is a problem that's been brewing. This is kind of a good example of what's wrong with the system right now. But it's a problem that's been brewing since the ACA kicked in. That set up a lot of what we're seeing happening today. But 10 years ago, our average healthcare spending was less than $5,000 per person in this country. 10 years later, it's north of $10,000. And while it's, you know, positive that more people have coverage, that's really the only thing we can point to with the ACA and say this was a positive, potentially a positive outcome that more people got coverage. What we also did was shift a lot of cost to the consumer in that period of time. The average deductible right now on these ACA plans that the majority of, you know, they picked up 20 million new customers, the insurance companies, as a result of the ACA. The average plan has a $5,000 deductible, much higher out-of-pocket max than that, and the average American has less than $400 in savings. This is a recipe for disaster, and you see what they're able to do.
We're talking to Paul Siegert, managing partner of PCS Advisors, an employee healthcare benefits consulting firm in Northern California. Paul, I've talked about this ad nauseum, where they keep claiming, you know, as a badge of honor, Democrats, that they gave, you know, all the poor people Obamacare. And there's two arguments to that. Number one, okay, great. You know, if on Christmas morning I say I'm giving all of your money, Paul, I'm going to take all of your money and your kids will have no presents and I'm going to redistribute it to all the poor people down the street, of course they're going to be happy, but they just stole your money to give them a nice Christmas. That's all Obamacare was. It wasn't an achievement. They stole the middle class's money and small business money and they rearranged it and they gave it out to poor people. Well, of course they're going to be happy they got something free. You didn't, it's not an achievement to steal from one group and give it to another. So that's the first argument I have. But the second one is they didn't really give anything to all those people. Deductibles are so high, and you just backed me up. I heard many of them are as high as $10,000 on the Obamacare exchange. Yeah. So you've got nothing because you'll never get paid with a $10,000 deductible.
Here's the results. Here's our report card. We Americans, insured Americans, hold north of $85 billion in medical debt. We added $2.8 billion to that number just in recent months during COVID. According to that's Credit Karma, just their customers, not even the whole country. We've got 21 million people with past due medical bills, some of which were sued by this community health systems that we're talking about today. And two-thirds of bankruptcies that we see happening are as a result of medical bills. Three-quarters of those people have insurance. So it hasn't been a big success, but we can point to some winners for sure. Health insurers have done well. There's four or five of them left. Mm-hmm. And
Big Pharma's done well.
Tremendously.
Right, Big
Pharma's done tremendously well. Absolutely. And large hospital systems. While we're losing rural hospitals, it's
pretty
crazy.
And the three you just named, hey, Paul, you just named three that did really well, Big Pharma and health insurance companies and big hospital chains. All three of them gave monstrous lobbying contributions to Democrat politicians. So, of course, they did well.
Well, and Wayne, that's exactly why we're not going to see any real change. You know, what we'll see is that those big players will go along with is the government paying for more customers. But as soon as you go, like in the recent legislation that extended subsidies, or it added a couple years onto subsidies here for the ACA plants. That was all borrowed money, $200 billion. They didn't go and ask any of those players in the system for any money to help pay for that, which historically has been the case. When we've expanded health care, there's been taxes added on to the players in the system, whether it's a payroll, their premium taxes on the insurers, or taxes on the folks that are inventing things and so on, reduction in reimbursements to the providers. They always get at least some of it from the industry. And they didn't do that, and that was a unique first, kind of to your point there.
And everything you're talking about, I've experienced because I used to have Aetna health insurance, and then I switched because they became the sponsor of my radio show, and I thought I'm not going to sell something to my listeners unless I do it myself. So I took Christian Healthcare Sharing, which is Liberty Health Share. But when I had Aetna, I had a $10,000 deductible. So no matter what the bill was, the bill was on me. So they never paid for anything. And they were charging me $2,000 a month because of Obamacare. My bill went from $500 a month to $2,000 a month. So that's $1,500 a month. It went up because of Obama. $1,500 a month, that's $18,000 a year he cost me. And so, of course, poor people got free health care because you ripped off Wayne Root for $18,000. How many Wayne Roots are there? Millions and millions and millions. It's the biggest ripoff scam. What a scam. What a scam. I'm glad I got Liberty Health Share. Hey, Paul, you're a good guy. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. It's a bad scene out there in the medical world. Managing partner of PCS Advisors, an employee healthcare benefits consulting firm in Northern California, Paul Siegert. Thanks for being a good guy and exposing some bad guys. Thank you, Paul.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. We shall return when we get back. Lots to tell you about. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The result? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Every once in a while, I get one of these kind of memes online, and they really are funny, and I like to share them with you. It's rare. Like, one out of every 20 or so are pretty good. The rest of them are just kind of cute, and I never share them. But this one is pretty funny. This story's funny. Going to bed the other night, I noticed people in my shed stealing things. So I phoned the police, but the police told me they had no one to come help me. No one was in the area. They'd send someone over as soon as possible. I hung up. I called back. I said, hello. I called you a minute ago because there were people in my shed. You don't have to hurry now because I shot them all dead. Within minutes, there were a half dozen police cars, SWAT teams, helicopters, and they caught the burglars red-handed. One of the officers said to me, I thought you said you shot them. To which I replied, I thought you said there was no police available. That's a good story. I like that. That's really the way to handle this stuff now. Someone's out there stealing your car. Someone's burglarizing your home. The police don't care. There aren't enough cops to go around. So they'll send someone 3 days from now to just take a report from you. They're not going to come. But if you tell them that I just shot the burglar, they're going to be there in 5 minutes, 5 seconds probably. And they'll send 50 cars. The cavalry will come, including helicopters, SWAT teams, and they'll catch the criminal. And you just say, well, you know, I was going to shoot them. You know, I didn't shoot them, so all's well. Glad you got them. Good story. That's a good story to remember next time you're in trouble. Then the police come. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street and as a money manager for the elite, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies. And then he grew disenchanted with Wall Street when he realized that it was just about the rich and nothing else. It was about the companies on Wall Street. They care about themselves and enriching themselves and the brokers. And it's about the richest clients who take their companies public. But no one cares about the little investor, the little guy and gal, nobody. In 2003, Kip left Wall Street, left it all behind. Boy, did that take balls. Boy, did that take courage. And he founded VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter. And his VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 19 years, and I've witnessed his incredible VRA newsletter record for 18 of those years. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. To me, he's got a crystal ball. Kip and his son Tyler and his team tell you exactly what's happening in the economy and the markets every day. You wake up every morning to the best investment advice you've ever seen. And again, I repeat, their top performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. But don't take my word for it. Check it out for free. Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. So test it out. You know, seeing is believing. What they call it in school, show and tell. This is like show and tell. They're willing to show you and tell you rather than you just believing it. The proof is in front of your eyes every morning for the next 2 weeks. And I like to say you'll get it free for 2 weeks, then you'll pay for the rest of your life. Great move by Kip Herridge. VRAinsider.com. It's a website he founded just for my fans. So when you go there, he knows that your fans are Wainwright. VRAinsider.com. That's where you get the 2 weeks free. VRAinsider.com. Thank you, Kip Herridge, for taking good care of my audience for so long. Good stuff. So I didn't get to some of the most important news of the day. I'm going to get to it in the last hour. Really, the two things that I think are most important, I'll sum them up right now. Number one, the election was stolen. And all over this country, there's more and more proof pouring in that the election was stolen and that you could easily manipulate these voting machines, and massive fraud went on. I used to think the only fraud that went on was just the fact that five states stopped the counting around midnight, or maybe it was 1 in the morning, and they obviously coordinated with each other, which is amazing to me. They knew they were going to stop the counting if Trump was way ahead and he was on his way to a landslide, and they stopped just short of him winning a landslide. You know, if they had kept it where it was, he wins a landslide. So right at that moment, let's stop. Let's reconvene in the morning. Never happened in the history of America. And when you wake up in the morning, Trump's lost the election because they suddenly found hundreds of thousands of new ballots in the middle of the night. That all happened to be for Joe Biden. And suddenly, he's got the leads made up. Massive leads by Trump. He's made them up. Everything's fine. Biden wins. So I thought that was the main proof of theft. You know, I never got involved in the Dominion thing or the switching of votes in machines. I never got involved in that or throwing out ballots for Republicans. But it now appears to me all of that went on, and I'll have some proof. I'll talk about that at the top of the hour. And the other big issue is the vaccine, right? I've been very careful on this show, you know, to say that I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not anti-vaccine in general. Of course, some of the greatest things that ever happened in America would be, you know, polio vaccine, right? Smallpox vaccine. These are all scourges of the world, and we solved them with vaccines. I'm not anti-vaccine. That would be a total lie to say I'm anti-vaccine. But this vaccine is a highly experimental, risky vaccine. And I've got some news when we get back that you're going to want to hear about the ingredients in this vaccine. And you may start to really question it. Think twice. Be careful before you take it or you give it to your kids. I said from day one, don't not take it. Just wait and see what develops. See how many people get sick. See how many people drop dead after getting the vaccine. Be cautious. When I get back, I'll tell you about the vaccine, and it's going to be an eye-opener.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.